Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Adventurers, it is 2025. Where does all the time go? And we are back. This is our first episode of the new year. This is the first episode of the new year. I've got a new accent.
Brand new offensive accent.
I've got a new accent. It's something like, I don't even know what that is. Anyway, we're back. It's me and Lotus and all of our patrons. We delayed it because of, you know, all the holiday stuff and New Year's and all that. But we are back and we are planning our New Year's party. New Year's already happened, but it's fine. It's totally fine. Tamriel, things are different. It's different. And everybody's going to bring something to this New Year's party. And I have a feeling by the end, by the time we include all the things, it's going to be kind of ridiculous. Lotus, are you ready to celebrate New Year's again?
Sure. We can just say we're celebrating New Life Festival. It's fine. Yes. We'll keep it even. We'll keep it in lore.
Yes. New Life Festival celebration. Yep. And we have with us a whole host of people. We have Little Seizures and Ben of Temeria and Blinding Vision and Falcon with a Box On, Professor Bayless and Rob the Princess. Maybe AK Spartan might pop in here in a little bit. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Excited to move into another year of the show and all of that. I'm so glad that you're here to celebrate that with us and this New Life Festival that we're doing. But to kick us off, Lotus volunteered to be the first one to show up at the party and to bring something to the festivities. Now, that can be a person. It could be a whole group of people. It could be a powerful being of some sort. It could be a game. It could be an item. It could be a party favor. It could be a whatever. Anything that you would bring to the party in order to make it more of a party. So, Lotus, right. What are you starting us off with?
There's no way to have a party in this world without involving Sanguine. I mean, it's kind of a given.
All right, so we're
essentially the party god, for better or worse.
All right, so we're starting off this party hot by bringing in a Daedric Prince who...
All the debauchery right out the gate.
Yeah, it's all about debauchery, revelry, all of that stuff. Welcome into the party, Sanguine and Lotus. So glad that you could make it. I suppose you're going to make deals if you want with some of the other party members. We'll just we'll let them decide what they're going to do with that.
Yeah. All currency is actually probably just kegs at this point. Like, I don't think money has any value anymore.
Phrase it like it was his plus one, like Lotus and...
Oh, yeah. Sanguine. All right. I'm totally down for... Yeah, so Sanguine is my plus one. Yes.
So you guys are dating? That's a thing?
Sure, why not?
I thought you were... Wait, you're married and have a kid now?
It's fine.
Oh, I think Sanguine's fine with that.
Yeah. Sanguine doesn't have a problem with it. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You can't prove legally, except that you've met my wife, that I'm not married to Sanguine already.
Well, maybe this is in-game Lotus.
There we go, with your glass armor.
It seems
pretty much required to have Sanguine be at any type of party like this. I guess if you want to keep it less over the top, you wouldn't really include him. But at the same time, like, it seems like they go hand in hand. As soon as this topic was broached, that was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. My question here, then, is to the rest of the group. Let's open this up. And what are your thoughts about just right out of the gate, including Sanguine, including a Daedric Prince, somebody who is unpredictable and could, of course, take this party in whatever direction they want it to go? Do you feel... feel okay like this?
Hoping I don't get blacked out.
So, okay, that's Ben. Ben, you're hoping you don't get blacked out.
I'm doing the opposite. I'm getting messed up as fast as I can, so I don't remember it.
Yep. Somebody's marrying a goat.
I was saying, knowing this crowd, Lotus didn't bring him, someone else was.
That's also accurate.
Yeah, that was my I gotta think of a new one. But I think I got something.
All right.
Got something for it.
All right. So it seems like most of you are like totally fine with this and completely expecting it.
Oh, no, I'm terrified.
Okay.
All right. What he's capable of.
Yes.
I'm very aggravated in Skyrim. It's not a real party.
Write me down as aroused and terrified.
At the same time.
Aroused and alarmed.
And both of those things always need each other. So, all right.
Sounds like
so,
my kind of party.
Yep.
This is, we're kicking this off strong.
I was going to say, we're off to a great start.
Yes. Welcome in, Lotus and Sanguine. Make yourselves at home. Whatever that means. Let's move on to the next person. Who would be the next person showing up? Who would like to show up next?
I'm rolling up. I'm pulling up.
All right. Professor Bayless, who are you bringing? What are you bringing? It could be anything.
Well, if I can bring a plus one as well as something else, I'd like to just bring the first Hagraven I find just as a decoration.
Wait. A living?
Hey,
wait.
Respect her, okay?
It's a Hagraven.
Decoration.
Yes.
Are they alive or dead?
That's your choice?
That's my choice.
Why is it Tom's choice?
Why is it my choice?
Entertainment.
Okay, yeah, no, well, if it's there
he's
for...
He's the host.
He is the host. That's very polite of him to give him that option.
That is polite.
I can I was going to say I can prepare it live or pre-cook. But no. That's a little darker than I'd like.
Okay, so if it's for decorative purposes, it's probably easier to deal with if it's dead.
Well, it's also my plus one.
Somebody's going to bring in an inanimate object as a plus one anyways. It might as well be you.
I mean, right. You're so plus
necromancy?
Can we just, how about we just forget the Hagraven and say that I bring the cheapest liquor I can find, which is probably Sujama, right?
It's
got to be pretty cheap. Yeah. What's the Tamriel version of PBR?
Argonian ale for the lowlifes.
It's just Argonian ale.
Okay. I feel like it's probably Sujama. Because I believe that's the Morrowind liquor that we don't have an actual, like, basis for what it's made of. And I'm assuming if that's the case, it's probably ash yams, and yams are sweet potatoes and potatoes, vodka, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I am looking it up right now. Okay, according Tamriel to the PBR. Fandom, according to the fandom site, it says Sujama is a highly regarded for his extreme potency and ability to make the drinker as strong as a vampire. It is an alcoholic beverage, and as such, dulls the drinker's ability to think correctly. It is one of the more expensive Dunmer brews, but is still very cheap compared to imperial alcohols. So Dunmer brews in general are cheaper.
Dunmer brews are cheap.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? That makes sense. Just imperial ale is probably the cheapest.
I didn't say it was, cheaper compared to, still very cheap compared to imperial alcohols.
Oh, so imperial alcohols are more saying the other way around.
No, like imperials or hobos is what they're going with.
okay, never mind.
Yeah, the imperials are like they've got the fancy stuff. The Dunmer, not so much. Well, you can still bring Sujama if you want. It's going to make people stronger, which might be a problem if a fight breaks out at the party.
Man.
I guess I'm pre-gaming with Sojama and I'm bringing the Hagraven.
Okay, all right. Now, I think you need to decide if this is... I would rather the Hagraven not be alive when it shows up, but that's up to you.
Here's the solution.
Eater.
I take the Sojama. I use it to prepare the Hagraven.
To prepare the body? For decorative purposes?
I don't think it's for decorative anymore. It feels like this is...
I think this is it's my guess.
Is it food? Are we eating it?
Are they edible?
I mean, everything's
edible.
I feel like
edible.
This is very... Yeah, no, all right.
It's edible. Sorry,
everything's edible if you want it to be, fair.
All right, so this is...
I'm bringing sweet rolls, and then we're leaving the Hagraven at the door.
Okay, maybe the Hagraven was your ride. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Nope, that's not better.
Flap its wings and
piggyback ride from a Hagraven.
Right.
Nope, that ain't better.
She drops you off, and then you're like, thanks, and then you come in with some sweet rolls.
Yeah, sure, sweet rolls. I like baking enough.
Okay, all right, let's open this up. We've got sweet rolls and also Professor Bayless on Sujama. And a Hagraven just showing up at the door and Russ being like, hey, thanks for coming, bye.
No words, no comment, just no.
Just, I'm sorry.
Ben says no.
At least you accept my apology.
Any other
thoughts
on this one?
That's what I bring to the table, apology.
Who's excited about the sweet rolls? I mean, that seems like a nice dish.
I've made them before.
You can't complain with sweet rolls.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're anything like the ones they actually gave us during the 10-year Amsterdam thing, I'll take all of them. They were delicious.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
They had like a bakery to like making them for you at the event, and they were incredible.
Yes, yes.
So yes,
way to rip that in.
Sorry. I'm sure they
from the cookbook
probably would translate well to being shipped overseas.
I've got both cookbooks and there's some mean stuff in there.
Yeah, I bet they're real good in the cookbook. Yeah. All right. Well, sounds like we kind of went around a little bit, but we finally got there.
I'm catering. We'll just settle with I'm catering.
It's only sweet rolls.
We circled the drain and got to sweet rolls.
We circled the drain. We ran away from it. We left the Hagraven in the drain, and I got sweet rolls to apologize to everyone. Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. And that's the only food so far that we have. So it's all just sweet rolls at the party, unless somebody else brings
carbs.
Something. Yeah, just lots of carbs. All right, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
This is getting weird, but I like it. Who wants to go next? I see Rob's hand. Rob, what are you bringing?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
I would. So normally when I go to like festivals and stuff like this, I bring my own like pre-mixed alcohol. And so I would like find the Tamriel version of that. What I call is it's goose juice. Because I always bring it to the Renaissance Fair in Las Vegas, and the pond that is in the center of our Renaissance Fair is just filled with this murky, dark, gross-looking water, and there's always a bunch of geese in it, so we always call it the goose juice. And my alcoholic drink is just, like, it's very sweet, but it looks like pond water. It looks like the most unappealing, gross, dark, murky, muddy thing ever. So
it's not like the actual goose water you're like saving from the previous year, right?
Maybe.
Oh, there's some mystery involved.
This is a sanguine style party.
So yeah, I don't know if the Tamriel equivalent, it's just like maybe it leans into the actual goose juice idea of it, or it just is still like maybe a delicious drink still. I don't know, but it would definitely be a lot of alcohol, and it would look very gross, and it would probably not taste gross.
Okay, so what kind of alcohol? And you can use like real world corollaries. You can be like, well, it's whatever the Tamriel equivalent of.
Well, and that's what I was like, I don't know enough about like the Tamriel liquors to really say that, but generally it's like rum because it's a very sweet drink.
Okay, so like a sweet rum kind of
liquor. Grab a random goose. We could use an actual goose, but I was going to say you use something. Are there geese in the Elder Scrolls? I can't ever think of seeing one.
No, but there are like cliff racers and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say cliff racer or a chubloon or something that.
Is that not the embodiment of a geese?
Like, goose, yeah.
There's more terror. Geese have an appropriate amount of terror.
Are terrorizing creatures.
Yeah. Yes. All right. You know what? Devils. I'm all turned around on it immediately. Yeah. Cliff racer. So it's good.
Cliff racer juice is the drink.
Doesn't rhyme as much, but we'll work on it.
Cliff racer chaser.
I like it.
Hey, that's actually not bad.
That was
not
good. Really that much was of good. A chaser, that was quick. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd drink it.
Yep.
All right. So it's made with cliff racer actual liquid get out of
whatever that is.
Cliff racer squeezins.
Whatever. Yep.
So there is a kind of gross liquor if you want to go with clef.
Okay.
Clef racer.
Clef racer.
What is clef?
Chaser.
It's a Reachman drink. Nobody pretends to like it.
So it's just bad.
It's made with fermented goat milk.
Okay.
Ooh, they just drink it to get drunk.
All right.
But it will look gross, so we're halfway there.
Maybe it's got a little bit of that mixed in with the Cliff Racer juice and the rum all together.
Yeah, we get the we're going with that like rot meth vibe going.
Yeah, this is a very complex mixed drink with multiple flavor profiles.
Yeah, you're definitely making me hate it more.
This is horrifying.
These guys are making me hate it more and more.
There is a drink called the Cliff Racer. Found this.
Did you just find it?
It's from Talon J in Riften from Skyrim.
Okay, what's in it?
It has Firebrand wine, Cyrodiilic brandy, Flynn, and Sujama.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow.
It sounds like pain.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my goose juice in Tamriel. There it is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing it here. All right. So, okay, let's open this up. What do you all think about that as being the drink that Rob's bringing? You going to give that a try?
I love it.
Yeah. I'm getting messed up.
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying it.
Everyone's down with
it. Yeah, I'll drink it.
Okay. Man, this, so we've got,
what
sweet
about
rolls?
Rum, though?
We've got,
I'm trying to see if there is a rum equivalent.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling.
I mean,
we're all sitting down. We
all pee. I mean, might as well do it.
Oh, there's several kinds of rums.
I enjoy that.
So, yeah, I mean, it's up to Rob. Rob can, like, edit the drink however he wants. That's what he's bringing it. So,
I mean, yeah, the actual real life version of the drink is mostly a lot of rum, and then just some, you know, the rest is a secret. But yeah, it's mostly just a rum based drink.
All right, so this is your rum sugary rum version of that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. All right. I mean, hey, this we're carving up tonight.
It'll be a lit party for sure.
All right. Any other final thoughts on this one? No other final thoughts. Everyone seems pretty down with this stuff so far. All right. Who would like to go next?
May I?
Yeah, go for it. This is Blinding Vision, by the way.
Let's go with Moon Sugar Rocks.
Sugar rocks. So we were in live when we were discussing
Red Crack.
Are you bringing that earlier?
All these deep cuts that, unless you were on the YouTube, would not have known any of these.
So people know, I got a bad faith argument as a YouTube comment. And normally I ignore the trolls, but I responded. But one of the things they said was when a previous episode when Lotus and I were answering questions, and Lotus said something about moon sugar, and then really you were thinking skooma. And the person in the comments said, moon sugar is made out of rocks, which I don't know of any sugar that's ever been made out of rocks, but no,
yeah.
It's made from plant. Like, that's not how that works.
From plant.
not from, it's not mineral, it's vegetable. So, but yeah, this is a reference to that. So Blinding, are you actually somehow creating moon sugar, but also made out of rocks?
I'm almost certain if you press it together hard enough, you can... Well, make rocks out of
it's like, but sugar crystals are rock-like.
Yeah, I was going to say they're rock-like for sure. Like, I understand the
so rock. I think that was candy, just the expression just to describe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pressure it, cook it, done.
All right. So this is, I would assume this would have the same effects as just ingesting moon sugar. It's just, you've kind of, basically this is the crack rock version of cocaine.
Yeah.
So this is, refined this it is literally... Skooma. Moon sugar poppin' rocks or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah, pop rock things. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Boom.
Does it pop in your mouth? Like when
they,
you know,
crackle.
With the rock candy.
How do you make it crackle? Fire salts?
Ooh.
Safely? I don't know.
Also, what happens if you drink Rob's liquor while also having those in your mouth?
Fire salts have been used in culinary examples.
Oh, yeah.
So, totally. Yeah, they definitely could work.
If you did it together, you actually have the quest from Skyrim with Sanguine. You're just going to black out. You're not going to... You're not going to continue your night.
Yeah, so we're marrying the Hagrid anyway.
Exactly.
All right. So Sanguine is walking around the party, daring everybody to consume both in their mouth at the same time, just seeing who's going to pass out. Is that what's happening now?
We're not going to play the close your eyes and open your mouth game, though.
Not until after two of those drinks.
Not going to fool me twice.
Not going to fool me five times. Wait a
Three
minute.
Three times.
Crap. All right, let's try it again.
It won't be so bad.
Christian Blackstad has to wake up next to the Hagrim.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Gets to.
Oh, gets, yeah.
You're
yeah.
Right. Gets well, to.
That's all perspective.
Wait, if it's a reward, then it's the last person.
All right. So who's trying the moon sugar rocks?
I'm in.
It's a speed run. We get a,
nope, it's a speed run.
Ben says no.
Blackout any percent.
Ben's not. What about Little Seizures or Falcon? When you guys have been a little bit quiet, what are your thoughts on all of this so far? Little Seizures? What are you thinking?
There were moon sugar cubes that I could mix in with my scuba later. Double up.
Yeah, there you go. Like, put
that's
them in, they dissolve.
Classy, I mean, some people do that with crappy champagne. Like, you use it to kill the aftertaste. You put it in a sugar cube.
Oh, really? Yeah, you like sweeten your liquor.
Yeah, because if it's not good champagne, it has kind of a nasty aftertaste. You put a sugar cube in it, it kind of makes it more palatable. So that totally makes sense.
It's like putting deodorant on after you've already worked out and you're super sweaty.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. It's like you don't stay, smell as bad, but you still don't smell good.
But you're still unpleasant.
Right. It kind of helps a little bit. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we've got a mix here of people who are like, yeah, I'll try it. And other people who are like, nope, not gonna.
Worst case scenario, I never try it again.
Yeah, I mean, at worst, well, it's interesting. Worst case scenario,
you never try it again because you're dead.
Right, there are different
joke.
Right, there are multiple ways that could happen. All right. Anything else having to do with the Moonsugar rocks? Are we sprinkling these on the sweet rolls also? Maybe?
That's what do you think the icing is?
What an idea.
That's what the icing
is. What is the icing?
What right. else would be icing?
Maybe actual sugar, but can you make, oh, that's a good question. Can you make icing out of moon sugar?
Well, I use powdered sugar, like cream cheese and heavy cream for it usually. So, I mean, if it's,
I wonder if the consistency, I wonder if the consistency is the sort of thing where you could actually make it as like sugar, like making it candy or icing.
How
or,
it's actually made sugar in too long, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know either, but that's an interesting question. I'm sure somebody who's a culinary person out there would be like, yeah, absolutely, it's going to be close enough, or maybe not. I don't know.
So assuming that it's like liquid sugar, like freshly ground cane in the same way that like real sugar is before it gets like broken down and crystallized and bleached and all that, it's totally possible to just go through the same process of making powdered sugar as you would from sugar cane.
Okay.
So it's possible.
All right. You'll
probably just lose all the fun side effects. I mean, bad side effects.
Oh, you think it would actually like distill it in a way where it wouldn't be as effective?
I hope not, but knowing my luck, it probably would.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. Cause I don't know anything about cooking and all of that stuff. So, all right.
Well, usually when you like, put like any form of like alcohol in something you're cooking, like wine biscuits, you know, there's no alcohol content that it cooks off.
Right. Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm just not sure how, I don't know enough about like the making of sugar to know that like if moon sugar was similar but yet different, how.
Well, I don't do enough drugs, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Well, hey, let's move on to the next one. Who would like to go next? We've got another one coming up here. Falcon, I see you are unmuted.
Yeah, I'll go.
You want to go? All right, what are you bringing?
Yeah. I'm like a pig roast, but a guar.
A guar roast?
Yeah, a guar roast. So, like on the like big like spigot, aww, smoker out back.
Okay.
My man.
All right, wow. So we got a fire in the back with the big like the big spit, right? And then is the spit going
make spit, and we're just, you know.
Is someone remembered my culinary episode.
Yeah. Is the spit going from like through the guar's mouth out its butt and it's just like rotating?
Yeah, it's rotating.
Probably to the tail so you can get a more even cook, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, all the way down the tail. Keep the tail. I bet that tail meat's real good. I think I
cooked the tail separate.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, make like a roast out of that.
Yeah. So, okay. Tell me more about preparing this because, like I said, I'm not much of a chef by any means. I don't really cook very much. But, like, what would you do to make this guar as delicious as possible?
So, I'm going to take his, like the five limbs are off, arms, legs, tail.
Mm-hmm.
Put, like, the body and head on that roast. Legs, you know, you can get two shanks out of that.
Okay. How are you cooking the legs and the tail? Like over a fire?
Tail would work well as like a roast, pink, meaty thing. And then, the legs like a lamb shank.
Okay. Now, are you adding any other, like, I don't know, like ingredients to this? How are you seasoning it? There's all sorts of options.
I don't know the seasonings of Elder Scrolls.
Well, go with like a real world equivalent, and then maybe we can joke about something.
Garlic and onion, and those are the most important ones.
There you go.
Yeah, garlic, onion, probably some cinnamon, get some sugar in it.
Uh-oh, some moon sugar on this, on this roast?
Okay, other than being wildly offended by you cooking a guar.
So powder. Mean stock with the after you cut that carcass.
The arms would be good for that, because I don't think there's meat on the arms much.
Well, not that I really want to encourage this, but there is just a generic thing called seasoning in ESO, so you can just consider whatever the seasonings of Elder Scrolls are as rocks. An actual item.
I'll get the seasoning and some leeks and just cook it in that.
So the
Thank
arms
you, I hate it.
The arms make me wonder.
Get a jar of honey.
Do you think
ooh,
we could
take glaze like a ham?
Yeah, honey there glaze. Treat the tail like a ham.
So let's go back to the arms. So you think we could take the arms and treat it like, you know, like buffalo wings? With chicken, because there's like you know, like nobody, do you know about the history about buffalo wings, how like nobody would eat that part of the chicken because it was useless? Yeah. Until supposedly some diner was like, well, what if we put a bunch of barbecue sauce on them and, you know, fry them up or whatever, and then all of a sudden people were like, oh, these are delicious, and then now buffalo wings are a thing. Do you think we'd have like guar wings?
Maybe not the full size guar. Those are some sizable arms, but like the bantam guar, we the
little could little bantam guar wings. Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, all right, with some like barbecue sauce.
Can you
sauce.
Start a restaurant?
I'm no, yeah, I'm no like longer in favor of this party. It's gone too far.
This is giving me PTSD on one of my other shows where people want my Final Fantasy. Patrons wanted to cook a chocobo.
Oh, that'd be delicious.
Yeah, it's probably,
no, those
probably
the giant birds.
Yeah, they're the big guys you ride on.
We don't talk about
ostrich.
No.
It's not bad.
Oh, I love ostrich.
I've also had ostrich. Yeah.
No, I can imagine that being pretty decent.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm. Okay. So we're cooking up a guar. Weird thought here, Lotus. Do your co-host Arcaneer on Tales of Tamriel is.
This is famously his favorite episode ever.
Yeah, famously anti-guar, but do you think he would want to eat one?
I mean, he might think that it'll like corrupt his soul or something weird because he thinks they're super intelligent and want us all dead. But
right.
At the same time, I know he'd support one getting turned into something other than being alive. Yeah. So,
Yeah, Hersine in chat says bantam guar nuggets. Do you think we could take the extra meat and make some nuggets out of them?
Would you? Again, I don't know why I keep going along with this, but like, you have like the fun shaped nuggets. Would you be able to have like fun shapes of guar?
Oh, it's a dino nuggets. Already it's guar like nuggets.
Yeah, you mince all the leftover meat pieces together, and then you press them with like a little cookie cutter in the shape of little guars.
Yeah, we make them in the shape of like cliff racers and netches.
Yeah.
So the little nuggies. Kids like little kids.
Yeah, netch nuggies would be a good time.
Yeah. This is for the kids. All right, everyone else can have like the, you know, full roast or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's open this up. Anybody else have any thoughts about eating guar? Does anybody?
No.
We all remember the episode where I talked about food in this universe. Yep, I'm 100% for it.
Let's not open
Professor
Bayless.
Professor Bayless is for it. Ben again, not for it. Ben, this is definitely not your party so far. What about the rest of you? Would you eat guar? Or is that too? Right, I'm seeing some nods.
Yeah,
seeing some definitely. Thumbs up.
That's what Rob's eating right now.
Yeah. I totally chat on some guar.
Do you think guar tastes more? I know we've probably talked about this before. Do you think it tastes more like chicken or more like alligator?
We've definitely already been gator. Over this. The bantam guar is more of like a lighter meat, and the fat, like stocky guar, more of a red meat.
Okay. All right.
Gamey chicken.
Mm. Okay.
So turkey. It's like it's gonna be like turkey.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds kind of good. I guess I'm okay with that. Lotus, would you? I know you're kind of offended here, but would you eat them?
No. Eat the guar. Befriend them, and they carry your garbage around, so you're not over encumbered.
Yeah, I don't believe in slavery, so I'm just gonna eat.
I'm sure they like it.
I mean, you could. Okay, in our world, you could ride on a cow.
Man, it gives them purpose.
Like you could ride on a cow, and you could still eat a burger.
But cows are less adorable.
Okay. All right.
At least they're mammals.
I don't know. I don't think I approve of all this guar eating.
What meat are you going to bring?
Is Lotus going to bring?
We can't just have sweet rolls.
I mean, you could.
I don't think you're realizing. Sanguine, your plus one is going to be all for this.
No, he entirely will. I can't be responsible for what he does after we're at the party.
Well, you're the one who brought him. If anyone's responsible, it's you.
No, there's nothing responsible for what I do.
All right. Well, tell you what. Why don't we take a break? We'll thank you guys, our patrons, and everybody else who supports the show. And that'll give whoever hasn't gone yet some time to be thinking about what else they're going to bring to this party. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. It's time to welcome some new people who signed up over the last few weeks. We have Yinging Bear, Nate L., Weed is Life 69420. Nice. Little Seizures, he's with us, and Ira. welcome. So glad that you all decided to join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast, if you want to go check that out. Also, I've had people asking when they sign up, they're like, how do I find those first like 90-ish episodes? I think there's more like 80-something of them because some of them got deleted. We actually lost some of the Daedric Prince ones. I don't know what happened to those, but Lotus and I went back over those anyway, so you'll have episodes about those. But what I did was, now that there's this new feature in Patreon, I was able to go back to like the earliest remastered episodes and number them. So I think now those actually show up at the top of the list or the bottom of the list, like the oldest ones. And so maybe things are a little bit more easier to find on there. So if you were wondering, hopefully that helps you find some stuff. Also, we have to shout out our Daedric Princes, Blinding Vision, Hircine, Kira C, Lil Seizures, and Peter R. Thank you so much for your support. And to all 132 of our patrons, thank you for being here. And thank you for your support. We wouldn't be here without you. And we're super excited about 2025 and all the cool things this year will bring. So stay tuned for that stuff. Also, if you'd like to help in other ways, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We don't have any new ones this week, but if we do get a new one next week, we'll read it out. And you can also rate the show on Spotify or whatever other platform you listen to this on, and or just tell your friends. You know, any of that stuff is helpful. So thank you so much. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, we're back. And I think we still have Lil Seizures, Ben, and Falcon to go. Is that correct? Does that look correct? I think that's correct. Which of you would like to go next? Ben, I see that you're unmuted.
I guess I'll go. I don't know how this is going to go because I was going to do a voice.
Okay.
So I'll be bringing a plus one. And someone who loves the party is Roz, you know, the Khajiit that, you know, loves to have wine and all of the fun things.
Nice. Nice. So you're bringing like a friend, like a partying friend, a party.
Oh, absolutely. Because Roz is, he's my best friend at ESO. I love Roz.
Yeah, I feel like Roz is a more responsible person to bring that enjoys partying as opposed to like a Daedric Prince.
But still not like that responsible.
Well, no.
But he's not going to wake
up pretty low.
You know, he's not going to
he's going to wake up somewhere like, where he shouldn't, freaking, but still.
Bat crazy chaoticness and everything. You know, he'll just be drunk, passed out on a couch.
I think he will also probably be hitting on all of the girls at the party.
Absolutely, yes. He would.
Yes. That seems like a very Roz thing to do. While talking about his many accomplishments and
yes,
and all of that. All right. Well, hey, this is a fun character to bring on. Anybody who hasn't played ESO and met Roz, he's a Khajiit and he's very flamboyant. And there's all sorts of fun little storylines. And especially when they added Elsewhere and you get to meet like his family and like his exes.
And his exes. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's good. There's some good stuff in there about Roz, which is good stuff. But I would imagine that, in fact, he probably would come purposely without a date. I mean, he's your plus one, but it's not like if he had the option, he probably wouldn't bring a date so that he can meet somebody at this party. But funny thing is, we're a bunch of dudes so far. I don't know that we have any women at the party.
What about the Hagraven?
Oh, but the Hagraven just dropped you off and left. Do you think Roz would have convinced the Hagraven to come in?
She passed out in the Sujama.
Okay, she passed out. She's just like out on the doorstep, passed out.
She fell off the steps.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right.
I don't know if, you know, would he be down to clone the Hagraven? I don't think he's that desperate.
Don't think so. I don't think he's into...
But is he that much of a freak is the question.
I guess it depends.
I would say no.
He doesn't deserve her.
Well, he's a Khajiit, so he can probably handle the moon sugar better than the rest of us. But maybe he gets his hand on Rob's.
Oh, that means he gets her as the reward. That was the rules.
Okay. All right. What about the rest of you guys? What do you think about Roz? I think Roz would be a fun guy to have at the party.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but I'd like to know him.
It's very much like on the vibes of like Sanguine just being a total party monster, except no one's gonna die from Roz being there, so that's nice.
Much safer.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one that has the quest line where you like meet his mom?
Yes.
Yes.
She's one of the Alfique, the little house cat.
No. You're thinking
of someone else.
You're thinking what's his name?
His mom is not an Elfique, so that must be a different quest.
Yeah,
you're thinking of someone from
Wait, you know this guy's mom? What lore am I missing with this guy that you guys know his mother?
There's a quest line. There's a quest line in the Elsewhere expansion for ESO.
It's a lot of quest lines. This is a recurring character throughout like 7 years of ESO.
Right. He was one of the characters from one of the main zones in the original game. Okay. And then he shows up in some of the other stories, but then especially in Elsewhere, you actually get to go to like the farm where he grew up. I think it was a farm. You meet his mother. You meet the women that he left behind who are pissed off at him.
Yeah, my man.
He's a very... interesting character, but he's, you know, he's a good guy. Like, he shows up and helps you with like some of the stuff you go on, the quest you go on, and like his heart's in the right place, but he's kind of a player and, you know, gets himself in trouble.
Blinding Vision pirate. You're thinking of Zaji.
Yeah, Zaji. Okay, that's it.
His mom is an Alfique.
Yeah
Okay, so I think Roz is a great addition. Come on into the party, Roz. Any other thoughts on this one, Ben? Anything else? Anything that Roz is bringing with him?
Oh, you know,
some more moon sugar, probably.
Moon sugar, or you know, good wine.
Okay, all right. Some more drinks. All right. So we got guar. We've got different kinds of drinks. We've got moon sugar. We've got sweet rolls. We've got sanguine. All right. Who would like to go next? We got Falcon and Little Seizures. Left to go. Little Seizures, do you want to go?
Yeah. I was thinking about bringing a charcuterie board, giant toes, and mammoth cheese.
Nice. Nice. From Skyrim. Okay. Some Skyrim delicacies.
Only the finest.
So you've got giant toes, mammoth cheese. Anything else on that board? Usually there's like a whole selection of things. If you can't come up with other ideas, I'm sure everyone else could toss in some ideas too.
Skeever tail, probably.
Some skeever tail? Okay. All right.
Guar sausage.
Guar sausage? With more guar?
Although I was going to say
me to her.
We can use the tongue get my for list. That.
Oh, man.
You guys remember my list, right?
Yeah.
Your whole list?
Oh, yeah. There's so many good items for a charcuterie board.
Did you say
I'm sorry, I saw Rob's board? Comment.
No, don't out me like that. That was private. Oh, no. Don't out me board. Like that.
Charcuterie board.
Get some Netsch jelly on it.
Oh, there you go.
We all get, like, paralyzed.
Okay. I feel like we need some, like, fruits or vegetables on there, too. What do you think Nurn root tastes like?
Bad.
Very earthy.
Earthy? I mean, it's glowy.
It's like bardock root.
Like it would taste
a handful more, of arugula.
Mm. More like...
Yeah, I for some reason get... It's like when you bite into like something that's too cold, I feel like that's that sound permeating your teeth.
I just imagine like if you pull out some random weeds out of the ground and start chewing on the root, that's what Nurn root tastes like.
I don't think it tastes. I think it sounds.
Nice. You put it in your probably mouth like and it just
the
resonates.
Skin of ginger.
The ginger skin. All right. It's like, yeah, it resonates in your head. It just makes that kind of sound.
Oh, probably like medicine. No, it'll just taste like how like your prescription tastes in your mouth.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's gross. All right. Don't put on that on the shark coochie board.
It's just what I always call it.
Juniper berries.
Juniper berries. Okay. All right, so we got a charcuterie board. I would imagine you have multiple of these. This feels like we're having a kind of a big party. Everyone kind of pick. I guess you could have just like a big one. Everyone kind of pulls stuff off of. So we got lots of food.
How many giant's toes do you really think you could fit on one of these boards? You'd probably need several unless that's you have true. Giant's toe. Board.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and which toe are we using?
Mm-hmm. And how do you prepare it? Does it all stay like on the bone or do you like slice off the flesh and meat of it and make them into little cubes?
Well, you probably take
the nail off. The art asset gonna call dibs on the seems nail. To
I'm thinking like sushi. The nail.
Like sushi? You make like little sushi rolls out of the flesh?
Yeah.
Oh. Like a cherry.
You probably overcook it like how some people do ribs. So like the bone falls out.
Mm.
Like fall off the bony, you know?
Yeah, those should still be really big because it's a big toe.
How do you usually prefer beef tongue?
How do we always end up with cannibalism on every show?
Yeah, I'm here.
That is a thing.
Yeah, that's correct. It's just easier.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's Sanguine. Sanguine was the first one who showed up. Maybe he's cursed the party.
Am I Sanguine?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I brought Professor Bayless. Suppliers, it's actually Sanguine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You didn't know this about yourself.
We're both from the Reach. That's how it is.
That's how it is. That's how it is. All right. Any last thoughts, Little Seizures? Anything else you want to add to the charcuterie board or any of the little bonuses you want to add in there? No, yes. I don't know if there's a connection issue. So,
Sanguine is all about the blood. Bayless is like the Arby's of Tamriel.
The Arby's?
He has the meats.
Yep. He's got the meats. All right. Falcon.
Including Argonian, if you guys remember.
That's true. Falcon, I think you are finishing this up for us. Are you bringing anything different? So far, it's been a lot of food, things that you consume. Guests.
I'm the one that brought the guar, but we can keep talking about that. Yeah, I was going to
say, he already ruined a perfectly good.
Oh, that's right. Falcon
guar.
Did go. Falcon. So have we done
it's
everybody?
It's a delicacy to use the cartilage and cream and cook it with the eye.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know if that was sorcery. I think whoever made that infographic was I think they just made it up.
Somebody's literally adding to the wiki during listening to this, yup, and they cream the guar.
Cream the guar.
Yeah.
What did Tom? You didn't have anything.
I haven't got. I think we've covered everybody else. Say, I'm sorry. I doubled up on Falcon. All right. So I think this is a New Year's party. We need to have something similar to fireworks. So before I showed up to the party, I snuck into an Imperial garrison with a bunch of gunpowder and some other stuff in there, and I decided to bring that. And that's going to be our fireworks. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these linen bags. We're going to pack them full of explosives. We're going to tie them up real good. And then I also brought my giant friend, who's going to toss them into the air real high. And then we're all going to cast, those of us who can, fireballs at them while they're in the air and try to get them to explode.
So is this like a party game where you're like,
yeah, it's a party game that also turns into fireworks.
Right, yeah. Oh. I was going to say,
this actually sounds fun.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Someone uses alteration levitation magic to just keep them airborne.
Sure. Yeah. We can come up with different games. If people have different magical abilities, they can expand the scope of this. And
I'm pretty sure that's my lore. So
fun in interesting ways.
Isn't that outlawed?
If you do it to yourself, it is.
Yeah, who's going to know?
A flame astronaut.
Tom's New Year's party stays in Tom's New Year's party.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all of our New Year's party. I'm not taking full responsibility for this.
No. You're the one that stole explosives.
Credit. I'm not taking full responsibility.
Sanguine made me do it. It's fine. So we're going to toss explosives in the air and then blow them up with magic.
Yeah, there's nothing that could go wrong in that scenario.
Absolutely nothing. And a giant's going to be there, too. He's going to be.
Yeah.
So we got to get them high enough in the air that they actually look like fireworks.
We're going to get the giants high?
They might. If they eat enough.
They're probably going to have a lot more blood to get blood alcohol content going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
There is that part of it, too. Yep.
Not if we remove their toe, then they'll bleed.
Oh, no.
There's less blood, more alcohol.
Do you think our giant friend will get upset at the charcuterie board?
I was going to say, if we get him drunk enough, he won't care. Is he going to participate once they arrive, or is it going to be so that was my aunt that you just ate?
Or he's going to wake up the morning after with a Sharpie all over his face and his toes missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh.
The best way to wake up from a party.
I think any of those things could happen. Harder to convince them to cooperate than you expected, Tom.
Yeah, I think any of those things could happen. That's what makes it a party, though, right? You don't know what's going to happen. You include all of these ingredients, and by the end of the night...
standard that makes it a party?
That's what makes it a party.
What kind of life have you lived?
Why did none of us assume this is a classy party?
No, we didn't.
Because the first person in was Sanguine, there's nothing class.
That's true.
I kind of ruined it out the gate by inviting him.
Yeah. My guar will be classy.
Your guar will be classy?
While it's on the spit.
Oh.
Yeah, a little top hat.
Oh, that's so sad.
Give him the little apple in the mouth, yeah.
It made it even sadder.
All right.
Well,
all right. Is there anything else that we could add to this party to kind of?
There's an item that I'd like to cook for you all that I think you'd all appreciate. All there's right. an item that is actually cooked already. It's something that has been eaten before, so you know this isn't something that I'm just making up to be creepy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain Argonian in Oblivion who has some very interesting cuisine choices, and I think one of his meals would be great for this party.
Okay, which one?
I think you guys know exactly who I'm talking about.
What is it? Tell us.
Well, I was thinking he has he's talking about some recipes like rat flambé, all that. The rat ragu with powdered deer penis. Okay. I think that'd be the perfect item to end our fourth era 2-1.
Wow.
Was that Oblivion you said?
Yeah, that was
okay, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the perfect end to the party, but I mean it certainly is fitting.
We'll leave it in the last year and we'll go into the new year without it existing anymore.
I bet the giant would eat it.
Yeah, it's for him.
Yeah,
I'd eat it.
The one that's I would too. Throwing the explosive bags or the one that doesn't have toes anymore? Which one?
They might be the same one.
They're the same guy.
They're one and the same. All right, cool.
The same guy.
Oh, no, it's the one who lost the toes is his aunt or something, right?
Yeah, I think that was what that was the reference I made.
She can come too. Maybe Roz will, you know, have a crush on her or something. We'll see how that goes. She's the only female at the party so far.
I was going to say, we should also just try to bring more women, not for like a creepy reason, but just so like it's not weird, you know?
It's just a sausage party.
What's weird about this party? You're right.
I'll invite Lydia and Delphine.
Oh, no. I was going to say, you're right. That's what makes this party weird.
Wait, do we have to invite Delphine?
We have liquor anyway. We'll be able to manage.
We'll find
a way to be happy anyway.
It'll be fine. And we'll need somebody to help bring all the stuff, and so Lydia can carry our burdens.
Oh, Delphine's the host. We'll trash. We'll do it at the Sleeping Giant. We'll trash the place, and we'll never speak to her again.
Nice. I like this.
Nice. Okay. All right. Sounds like a party. We've got a party. Everybody, yay. Happy New Year. Happy New Life Festival. New Life. None of this has anything to do with the New Life Festival, but that's fine. That's totally fine.
It has everything to do with the New Life Festival.
We are going to need new lives because we will be in whatever the Tamrielic equivalent of witness protection is after.
You've done the New Life Festival like participation quests in ESO. They're just nonsense.
They're pretty wacky. They're pretty wacky.
We've got a whole bunch of cultures just all ruined at once right here. It's perfect.
Yes, this is a wonderful
party. American dream.
All right, so. So how about this? We're going to wrap this up and we're going to go back through and feel free to share anything you've got going on that you want the world to know about. And then answer truthfully, would you go to this party? We're going to go in order on the screen. We'll start with Little Seizures because you're up at the top of my screen. Thank you for joining us, by the way. I'm so glad that you were able to do this and be a part of it. Anything you want to share?
No. Don't got anything going on. Just happy to be here.
All right. No problem. That's fine. Would you actually go to this party?
Yeah, probably.
Nice. All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Ben, you're up next. You've got stuff going on.
Yep. I have a bunch of stuff, you know, like usual. I'm one of the hosts of plethora of shows such as Holocron History, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, the Gundam Lorecast, the Wizarding World Lorecast, and the Witcher Lorecast. So check those out. Fun stuff. All great fun.
Yeah.
And yes, Roz would love to go to this party.
Yeah. Okay. So you and Roz are definitely going to attend. Sounds good, man. Thanks for being here. All right. Blinding. Anything going on you want to share?
I don't really have a lot going on, which is why I'd probably end up at this party, even though I don't want to be there.
You're like, fine, I'll go anyway.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for being here. All right, Falcon, you coming to our party? Anything you want to share?
I mean, yeah, I'd come to the party. I'm excited to taste the guar. It should be...
Sounds like a euphemism. Hey, you want to taste the guar?
Yes, me and Delphine will taste some guar.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
But then, hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Professor, Lord Professor. Anything you want to share? And I have a feeling you're definitely coming to this party.
Oh, you know it. I'm so glad you gave me that new phrase. I'm going to use that as my go-to pickup line. You want to taste my guar?
Oh, no.
No, I am going to this party, and then every party for the rest of my life will be disappointing by comparison. I'm going to try my best to get Lotus drunk and convince him that the guar he's eating is not guar, and then, so he can feel bad about it.
It's just turkey. Oh, man. It's just turkey. Don't worry about it.
The dedication to roasting this very specific guar.
Screw this guar in particular.
I was going to say, very particularly this guar with the little top hat.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of your mounts.
I forgot he has a top hat.
Yeah. I was thinking it's probably one of your mounts. They just like took it and then kept it. And
I just left him unattended, and then he turned into a pot roast.
All right, you're like, you get back to your house after the party, and you're like, where'd my guar go? Oh, crap. And then you feel your stomach, and you're like, oh,
where
no.
Where did my guar go? And I'm just holding, like, a drumstick.
Dude, where's my guar?
Right? Dude, where's my guar?
Perfect. Somebody so needs dumb, to make that it. Movie. We need a machinima of, like, Elder Scrolls, dude, where's my guar?
Oh, that was
so... I'm going to be able to fix my shirt extended. That's the first thing I'm doing.
Oh, man.
Top of the line.
So good. So good. All right, Lord Professor, anything else you want to share before you go?
I have... have fun, guys.
Have fun, guys? Is that... That's it? He signed off. Have fun, guys.
I'm laughing at the where's my guar too much.
Where's my guar? All right.
I'll talk to next time.
Thank you, Lord Professor. All right. And Rob, you're wrapping it up. Anything you want to share?
Yeah. You can catch me at Rob the Princess online, the Discord server for robots. And I'm on Blue Sky. And check out the Sky Oblivion project, which is hopefully going to be wrapping up this year.
Yeah, I saw the big video. I shared it.
The new latest progress update, which is really exciting.
Getting real close. They still need volunteers. Yep. So if you know how to do any of that cool like game dev stuff, they could use your help.
Yeah, except when they gave all the stats of like how much help they need. I was like, oof, man, we're not as close as I thought we were.
Yeah, they could definitely still use some help. So if you want to contribute, it could definitely launch this year if they have the right help. And they need they need people to do like meshes and some 3D work and like there's a few other things.
Nav meshing was definitely like 60-70% of what they need left on, and that is the most tedious but most simple thing you could do. So if anyone's out there just has a lot of free time, you could probably learn to nav mesh and then help this wonderful project.
Absolutely, that would be awesome. Well, cool, Rob. Well, thanks and good luck with all of that. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, as far as the party, I think I probably would go, but I'd probably end up getting a restraining order on Lord Professor Bayless after.
Oh no. Okay.
Call me FromSoft player because I'm gonna keep coming back.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
Can't get rid of me.
Oh boy! All right.
I'm an infestation.
Nice. All right, Lotus. It's just you and me. This is the end of the show. Are you going to the party?
Well, I was much more on board originally, but the dedication to trick me into eating my mount is a little disturbing. So I'm not entirely sure, but I mean, assuming everything takes place in this world where everything is awful all the time, I mean, this just seems on brand. So, I mean, if I'm going out, this seems like probably at least an entertaining way to go, because otherwise I'm probably just going to get, like, smote by some random accidental, like, misfire of a Daedric Prince. Be like, oh, sorry, I tore you apart. Whoops.
Oh, just blew up a continent.
Nothing amounted to anything for you in this world. So, I mean, I guess it'd at least be entertaining when I explode from something at this party. So I suppose I would go.
All right.
Just I hope for the best.
I think I'm going. I'm curious about how this giant toe tastes. Giant toe sushi seems weird.
I'm judging you for that.
I'm not saying I'm going to enjoy it. I'm curious. I might just smell it and put it back down. I just want to see what it looks like at first. But there's that. All right. Anything else you want to share, Lotus?
No, we just had an episode of Tales come out discussing all the big changes coming if you're an Elder Scrolls Online player. It was about a 2.5-hour episode going through everything because they're mixing stuff up in game. So we'll see how that all goes. Otherwise, I'm just excited for the progress of Sky Oblivion because it looks amazing. So
yes. And there's rumors, and my dog is barking in the background. There's rumors about the Oblivion remake. remake, maybe being a thing. So who knows? Maybe the end of next month or the end of January, we'll be discussing those being revealed and the details and things we're hoping for and all of that. So we'll have to see where that goes. But yeah, go check out Tales of Tamriel. Get the updates on ESO if you're into that. And they're going to be making some big changes this year. So it might be, if it's one of those things where you tried it out before in the past and you're like, eh, I don't know if it's for me. Maybe. It might be something worth checking out. So
yeah, keep that in mind. Actually, I guess in terms of that, it's something else we had to bring up on the show since we cover, you know, ESO is the most live service-y of the games, but if you have not played Legends, it's on its way out.
Yeah, so now's your chance. Yeah.
If you are interested in trying it before they shut the servers down, clock's ticking.
That's actually the thing I was going to talk about. Me and a couple friends are doing our best to try and translate it some way, shape, or form into a physical TCG.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
That sounds like a monumental undertaking, but that would be awesome. Good if luck. You could
yes,
do so.
It is. We are struggling very hard.
But even still, yeah. So if you have any interest in it or whatever, I mean, we've got it documented as best as possible on the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. However, it's not quite the same as playing it yourself. So I believe you have till the 26th or something like that. It's unfortunately very soon. So yeah. Just figured I would remind people of that one more time.
Yeah. Well, cool. Go check it out. And Professor Bayless, is this something you're looking for other people to help out with?
If you are interested in possibly helping out, please reach out to me at Professor Bayless on pretty much any social media. If I'm on it, that's going to be my username. If you are interested in helping, please let me know, because we are kind of stuck in a wall with a few things, but it would be very appreciated to get some more help making the proxy images, all that. We plan on just distributing the images just online. Obviously, zero profit for us because we're not that dumb, but we want the game to live, because me and a lot of my friends are big TCG guys and are also big Elder Scrolls guys. We wanted the game to live longer than it did, and it didn't, but we just want it to live somehow.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad you're doing that. And also, if people are like, well, I don't know what social media, whatever, jump on the Discord, Robots Radio Discord, tag him in the Discord. He'll see it. And that's a great way to get that started. Well, thanks. That sounds like a great project. I'm glad somebody's working to keep that around in some form. So
got
to
do my part somehow.
Yeah, that's
after
awesome.
After everything I said tonight, I owe the community that as an apology.
Nice.
That's in the food episode.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode, everybody. Thank you for being here. Good luck. I hope you survive the party. And Lotus and I will be back next week with another regular episode and a whole bunch of other fun things coming this year. And I hope you stick with us, and we'll see you again soon. Have a good one, everybody. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.